From Spam, Spam, Spam Humbug and the Ultima Codex, this is Bite-Sized Virtue. Okay, we're back again. Try and pick this up a little bit.
Lots of material.
Yes. Well, hopefully. I don't know how many we're actually going to wind up getting through. I don't have that many weeks of Easter season left, but that's all right. It's fun, like I say, to pull these apart. And like, I know when Cran, right? Well, I think it was Cran. Maybe it's the Ultimate Dragons Twitter account. Somebody always tweets these out like once a year, and then people respond. And then Harmony Dragon actually will often like chime in as, you know, sort of make like peanut gallery type commentary. But a lot of this same kind of stuff, right? Like just poking at the edges and being just like, okay, well, here's why that sucks. I know Harmony and I have talked about it on the UDIC Discord before, and it's, you know, we're really, I think, simpatico on a lot of the issues that get raised. But anyways, let's try and move through a few more and we'll see how far we get with our ongoing critique of the questions of the virtues. So all right, let's see, what do we got here? Thou hast been prohibited by thy absent lord from joining thy friends in a close pitched battle. Dost thou refrain so thou may claim obedience, or aid thy comrades, knowing thou may deny it later? If I'm not mistaken, we have honor, quote unquote, versus valor. And once again, we're relying on that double meaning of honor.
Right, back to the sense of help your friends, knowing you can lie about it later, or refrain to claim obedience, when realistically, I don't know, I've never been in the military, so I'm not 100% sure, but I can imagine if there's an attack on the camp, certainly common sense is something that the army or military would prefer you to use. It's sort of like I'm imagining a soldier like keeping his post and the whole place is burning down, and like the dog in the meme, he's just kind of standing there and saying, "This is fine. I'm standing my post." That to me, that's the biggest failing of this one. There's a big lack of common sense there. I don't know.
Yeah, in a way, like it's, I guess, I mean, like to be fair, you know, also, you know, I've not been in the military, but chain of command is important, right? And there may be completely valid reasons why you've been prohibited from joining the battle. Again, it's hard because the question does not give you any context, except that there's a battle going on, and for whatever reason, you have been prohibited from joining it. Are you guarding something? Are you, you know, standing watch for a side attack? We don't know. We have no idea why you've been so prohibited. But you have been prohibited from joining the battle. And to be fair, I don't think that choosing not to, like, I don't think that choosing to follow the order, if it's an order validly given, there's, you know, there's no wrongdoing in doing that. If it's a valid order that serves a valuable purpose in sort of the larger strategic picture beyond the immediate tactical concern of the battle, then all right, cool. But this is not really a question of honor in the Ultima sense of the courage to seek and uphold the truth. This is honor in the sense of, you know, again, that verb sense, to fulfill an obligation. And there may be a perfectly valid reason for fulfilling that obligation, but that is more of a question than of, well, really, that's almost a question of humility, right? To be able to accept that there is more at work here than is immediately perceptible to you. There is perchance more at work here than the immediate perceived needs of your friends out there on the battlefield. There may be a perfectly valid reason why you need to hold your post. But to hold your post, to recognize that you don't understand why, but you need to hold this post, that's not a question of honor. That's a question of humility, of admitting that your understanding and your will may be not quite up to the task of, or may, you know, that you may not be able to understand that, you know, that your will has to be subsumed to that of another for reasons that are not immediately apparent to you.
I can agree with that. Like, my Lord is better informed than me about what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. So again, we're making assumptions, you know, we're definitely making some assumptions here that this is an order validly given, that, you know, the Lord who has, you know, the absent royalty, because he's not at the battle himself, you know, this absent commanding figure has given you this order. And we're making the assumption that it is done so validly and not frivolously, right? I mean, we're making the assumption that it's a good order given for a good reason. And if it is, then, you know, one could choose to very humbly follow that order. But in saying that much, so that's, I think, my first issue with this question is that it gets the virtue wrong, or it gets one of the virtues wrong. But the second thing is that, well, actually two things, because one, if the order is validly given, and if there is a completely valid reason to obey that order, then to disregard the order and to go and engage in battle is not actually, well, A, it's not virtuous, but B, it's not valorous. It's reckless, which gives me opportunity to talk about my other favorite issue with the eight virtues. And again, this is me approaching virtue from, you know, the, you know, not as my 10-year-old self playing Ultima 6 for the first time, but as my, you know, almost 40-year-old self with much more philosophy and theology under my belt approaching this concept. Virtue isn't binary. Virtue is not a binary. Virtue is a mean. This is an Aristotelian notion, but of course it also finds itself echoed in Augustine, Thomas Aquinas, many other philosophers. Virtue is the midpoint between equal but opposite vices. And this has always bugged me about well, not always, but, you know, from the time that I've been able to comprehend what a virtue is as such, this has been an oversight that I found particularly problematic with the eight virtues, which is that, yes, valor is opposed by cowardice, but valor is also opposed by recklessness, is a word that I could maybe think of for that, right? You know, genuine courage is not about flinging yourself into danger for danger's own sake. It's about, you know, it's the Kenny Rogers, know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Right? Valor moves, valor can move you in either direction, into battle or away from battle, depending on circumstance. And so to disregard a validly given order for the sake of jumping into battle is not actually valor, and it's not actually virtuous within the context of, you know, Ultima. Valor is defined within Ultima as the courage to stand up against risk. And in this case, to stand up against risk may actually mean holding your darn post, because it's more important that you do so in the moment.
Yeah, in a sense, you can compare it to the difference between someone who says, well, I need to make sure that my family is fed this month, so I'm going to budget things out. I'm going to make sure I'm spending wisely and things like that. And, you know, from that, they can say, well, you know, God will provide these things. There's a difference between that and someone who says, oh, well, God will provide the food. I'm not going to worry about, you know, budgeting, or, you know, I'm not going to worry about the money. The money will come in from somewhere. Someone can make a case there that, like, I'm really being, you know, strong in my faith, but you're not using the brain matter that God put between your ears.
So I have a friend, he's Muslim. And it's a very Chestertonian relationship. Chesterton has some lovely quotes that don't come readily to mind just now, but talking about, you know, sort of the friendship potential between, you know, someone who claims that, well, I say God is one, and someone who says, well, I say God is three, but one also. And so we've gotten into the habit of, you know, every time one of us marks religious observance, Christmas, Easter, Eid, whoever is the one not doing the observing will wish the other one a happy or a blessed, whatever the observance is, right? So actually today I just shot him, you know, a Ramadan Mubarak, blessed Ramadan, because Ramadan started yesterday. It's been a hard time for followers of the Islamic faith in the Northern Hemisphere for the last few years, because Ramadan isn't quite on a yearly cycle. It follows a lunar calendar. So it's like 11 and a half months, something like that. So it's always a little bit earlier every year. And when I first met my buddy, Ramadan was in like August or something like that. And the thing is, in Ramadan, you fast from sunup to sundown, basically, right? That's fine when it's December in Canada. That's really the opposite of fine when it's like July, because those are some long days. Yeah. But anyways, so we've got this thing going, and you know, just you saying what you said just now and me having been talking with him reminded me of this Arabic proverb, trust in Allah but tie your camel, because at the end of the day the camel remains a camel and is apt to wander off. So there's a, you know, you're right, like there's a sense there of just the It's good to be able to have trust and to have faith, but it's also good to be able to plan and account for the fact that, you know, the world continues to be the world. The rain continues to fall, camels continue to walk as they will. And you know, if you're not taking those factors into account, if you're just wandering out into the world with this sort of blithe, it'll all be good, I don't actually have to take any measures to, you know, ensure that anything bad does not befall me or anything good comes my way. That, I suppose, can lead to success, but I think it much more often leads to failure. And there is a sort of element of recklessness to that as well, right? And it's, so within this, the context of this question, it's like, I mean, I guess if you want to roll fighter, which, granted, I often did when I played Ultima. I was never really much for the magic. Just give me a sword, I'll solve it. But, yeah, you know, looking at it with not 10-year-old eyes, it definitely makes, you know, more sense that refraining, you know, actually following the orders you've been given, in the assumption that they're validly given and for good reason, seems to really be the only choice. Although it's not honor, it's humility.
I would agree.
If you'd like to check out previous seasons of Bite Sized Virtue, you can do so at spamspamspamhumbug.com or at the Ultima Codex, ultimacodex.com. And if you would like to support Spam 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 Humbug, both this sub-series and the main podcast, you can do so at Patreon, patreon.com/ultimacodex. We also welcome your support on Facebook, give us a like, or on Twitter, give us a follow, facebook.com/theultimaseries and twitter.com/ultimacodex to do either of those. And of course, we welcome your feedback on this and any other episode of Bite Sized Virtue. You can leave comments at spamspamspamhumbug.com or at ultimacodex.com. Just find the show notes for this particular episode or any other episode and make your thoughts known there. You can also send us an email, ultimacodex@gmail.com. And especially if something we've said today or in any other episode makes you feel inspired, please do send in your thoughts. We would love to read them on air, maybe even make an episode out of them. And of course, you are welcome to join us on the Spam 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 Humbug Discord server. The link will be in the show notes. Thank you again for listening, and until next time, be virtuous.